This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever been on a plane where there's a medical emergency involved and someone, maybe even you, has to jump into action and maybe save a life? My buddy Dr. Jim jumped into doctor mode on the airplane out here over the weekend.
As you've appeared on our show before, I've said often that I forget you're a doctor sometimes. And then something happens that reminds me, oh God, that's right, Jim's actually a doctor. And something just like that happened on your plane out here. Please tell us what. You saved a life in the sky is what you did.
So I was sitting on the plane, as one does, ready to take vacation, and they made the call for, is there a physician on the plane? There was a person, a woman, lying flat on her back up there, and it was pretty chaotic. Well, it wasn't good. There was a family physician there who was retired, who was kind of sitting at her legs. When I looked down, her eyes were rolled into the back of her head, and she just wasn't breathing well. But much to the credit of the people already there, they had taken her blood pressure and her pulse, and her oxygen levels, those were normal.
Were things looking very dire for her? I mean, were you worried that this could go horribly wrong, or were you like, no, this is going to be something that we can handle?
You just don't know, because you don't have the resources that you typically have in a controlled environment, like in a hospital. I mean, you're thousands of feet in the air, and you're improvising. Like, the person to my left was rifling through the equipment that they had, and it dawned on me that this was not an airline employee. This was someone who actually told me later that she was an OB nurse. You're just kind of using your instincts, but you don't have the standard resources and environment that you're used to practice in. So it was a potential reality that this person was not going to wake up and that we were going to have to land the plane. It's a lot of responsibility, but ultimately you're going to err on the side of safety, which is going to piss a lot of passengers off. Mm-hmm. But ultimately it's the right thing to do. So you're always going to err on the side of safety.
This is an amazing story. I've always wanted to watch you in action. Could I have helped?
I mean, I could have used someone to be really hysterical and running up and down the aisles.
Okay, I think I could probably have handled that.
Yeah.
I got love buddies, huh?
No, but I love. Could I help? You know.
I'd like to think I'd be able to, but he's probably exactly right. I see those eyes roll back in the head of me. Ooh, no, this isn't for me, man.
The training kind of tells you, just check on their pupils. The pupils tell you a lot, and you're trained to look for an overdose. Her pupils didn't fit that. Problem is, this person was traveling without any family, so we had no medical history. We were about to give her some dextrose, but no one could open the syringe. So I finally grabbed it, opened it, and was able to get it working, but then I squirted it all over another passenger before we were able to get a needle into it and get it into her. But right at that time, she was starting to wake up, which then we both, the physician and I, were able to ask her whether she had a seizure disorder. And she said, yeah, I have seizures. I asked her, does this happen to you every now and again, like even despite medication? She's like, yeah. And I'm kind of like, I think we both agreed, like, okay, this is what's happened. This lady's had a seizure. Things were kind of coming around. Some other very well-meaning gentleman came up and kind of inserted himself in the situation, said, thanks, guys, but I have a few other questions to ask the patient, and kind of went over a litany of questions that I'm not sure were super helpful, but may have been motivated by the fact that we each got flight vouchers
for helping out. I wasn't aware of that. That's really cool. So they give you a reward for what you just did, which was save a life.
They do. And I just kind of feel like maybe he was trying to get in on the action.
Let me help out here.
Did you know that if you, I mean, it makes sense, I guess, well, that if sure, you jump into action and do something like that, that they give you a reward?
That would totally make sense to me. I would expect nothing less.
We were having lunch with our friend and his wife was trained in CPR, mm-hmm. and she shared a story that she gave a passenger CPR on a plane. They gave her $1,500.
Wow.
So it pays, literally.
To save a life
and be a hero. I guess it should.
And if I was the person who needed that help, I'd pay him too.
How about the poor dude that got Dextro sprayed all over him?
It's just sugar water.
What's going on here? Yeah, but the bees come then, Tammy.
That is water, right? Please. The bees. Where are the bees coming from, John?
Dr. Jim saved a life. I'm proud of my friend.
Mm, you should be. Have you experienced a medical emergency on an airplane or witnessed one or helped someone? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
My buddy Dr. Jim sprung into doctor action and helped save a life on his plane ride out to San Diego last week.
833-287-1037. Have you had an experience like that? Heather in La Mesa, share yours.
We were at a seasonal Halloween store that took up the old Macy's in Parkway Plaza.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're just chilling. This was Halloween before last. And somebody came in and I heard a screaming and I thought it was a mom. Like it sounded like a mom who couldn't find her child. And so it got my attention, and we walked over, and there's this kid just kind of standing there, just too super aloof. And then his friend said he'd gotten shot.
What?
Whoa.
And yeah, I was like, and nobody did anything. So I was like, all right, well, here we go. My husband's favorite part of the story is I had a severed head in my hand that we were going to bring home.
Okay.
And I was just like, hold this.
Hold the head.
Hold this head. I want this head.
Heather, you are a doctor, nurse?
I'm a phlebotomist, and I work at the DMV.
Oh. You know, you can handle a little bit of everything between taking the blood and filling out the paperwork. You're good to go.
There we go. So, yeah, I had to hold pressure. I don't know, dude, I do not know how it didn't hit his heart, but it went right above his left nipple.
Oh, geez. But he survived, obviously.
Yeah, we had a long conversation. They had to sweep the whole building.
Wow. Heather, what did you do? What did you do for him?
I applied pressure to the front. It was a through and through. It went all the way through.
Okay. So kept the pressure on his chest so he didn't bleed out.
Yeah.
And wow. In the meantime, there's a gunman running around the Halloween store? What was the outcome of this?
No, he got shot outside and came inside. So
gotcha.
They locked everything down.
Gotcha. So clearly he was in shock.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. Yeah. But he started to bleed through his nose and his mouth, but we got enough pressure on it that subsided, and he was fine.
Heather, you saved a life. You saved a life with a severed head in your hand, for crying out loud.
Well, my husband was holding the head.
I was going to say, her husband's hands, because she wanted that head. Come on. That's a great story. Wow. I mean, it's a great story in the fact that it had a great outcome. So thank you for sharing that, Heather.
And thank you for being there.
It was a day.
Thanks, Heather.
Do you still have the severed head?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good. You're kind of twisted, Heather, aren't you? I like that about you.
A little bit, yeah.
I like it. I like it. All right.
Bye.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.